5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and Antti in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always, here tonight. In fact, Mark, you had kind of an interesting email in regards, or I guess a series of emails in regards to the Free State Project, something we happen to be fans of around here. We'll get into that here in a moment, but let's go first to the phones and talk to Reese in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Reese.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just watching TV, like Spike TV, and they have these shows like Wildest Police Videos.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They just kind of make me mad. Like, they totally say it's okay for the cops to chase anyone for any reason, and I don't know, it makes me mad because I think any reason you chase someone on the road with is basically putting a price on human lives.
Yeah, it really is. I have to agree with this, that the car chases shouldn't be perpetrated by the police except in the most emergency sort of situations.
Shouldn't they have to do some detective work and actually find the person later on down the line?
Well, and how
you're
much
putting people in danger?
How much detective work is there behind having this series of numbers behind your car? You know, I mean, sure, there may very well be instances where car chases make sense, but at the same time, if somebody's running from my house and has a car full of the loot that they have taken from my house, mm-hmm. perhaps I would want the police to chase them. Now, I'm not saying I'm the most qualified person to decide at that point, but...
Yeah, but is your loot worth somebody's, some innocent person's life?
Right. You never know what's going to happen in this car chase. And, if somebody's willing to run, what are they willing to run to do?
Reese?
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I didn't hear what you had just said, Mark.
Oh, I was just saying, if they're willing to run, how much are they willing to run? Are they willing to hurt people in the process? Could they lose control of their car? You think about it, when police they turn on their little blue lights because they found you with a tail light out or some other innocuous thing that it is that they have, and you decide, I'm not going to pull over. I don't feel like it. Perhaps you, there's a guy Saturday night that said, well, if you have a driver's license, you agreed to follow their rules. Suppose you don't have a driver's license, you didn't agree to follow their rules.
Mm.
But you're just a free person, and you decide, I'm not pulling over, whatever that guy with the little flashy blue lights is doing is nothing about me. Man, they will, they'll ram your car, man. They will, they will put people's lives and property, everyone will be in danger over what? A busted taillight?
Mm-hmm.
They'll find out. What? I just didn't feel like pulling over, officer. In the course of our days, we know that it's important to pull over, and so therefore we do. But
because they'll do that.
When you think about freedom, these guys aren't about that. They're not about freedom.
A relative of mine is a pretty high-ranking out-of-state police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with him, and I'm like, why do you guys chase people? You don't know what's going on. I think robbing a bank's a bad reason to chase someone. It's just money. You could probably find them later if you get a description, or maybe you'll hear about it if you do detective work.
The
later.
Bank's insured anyway.
And or, yeah, exactly. Or even follow them with a helicopter.
Mm.
But what my relative said is he said the reason we do it is because we don't know what they have. And I just thought that was a really bad reason. And then I get really angry when I watch these TV shows that glorify it. And they call the drug smugglers scumbags and what they deserve. And it just makes me so mad because they're so entertaining to watch, but I hate the fact they exist.
I'm with you there, Reese, and I share your concerns. And I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since you mentioned, before you get to your email, Mark, I've got an email. Since you mentioned the...
It's always that way.
The driving...
Whatever Ian wants to do. My email could just sit over there and rot.
Since you mentioned the driving issue, we were discussing last night, talking about how, for instance, we're looking for people that are willing to come here, move to Keene, and join the group of us who are going to be driving our cars without government registration, government permission, and paperwork.
It's quite a little club you got there.
Yeah, we're recruiting people right now, as a matter of fact. So come on board. But you were talking about how you didn't think that was quite the right issue to take, and certainly everybody has their issues that they
agree. Driver's license is not registration.
Yeah, but you also, okay, right, but you right. can't there's do the registration thing because your wife owns the car.
That,
and so.
there's problems with the registration thing just the way they set the laws up here, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they might take your car, right? So that's the
right.
issue.
Well, you know, my car's not worth that much. They could
your
take,
car, yeah.
Right, my
true.
Car is not that big of a deal, but
if I drive my car,
in order to drive a car without a registration here, you would have to forego the mandatory state inspection. That would be the thing they would harp on upon seeing my car. They, you know, you look at a 94 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint, mm-hmm. and you would say, well, that car's that needs to be inspected.
Right.
And you can believe they'll find something afterwards that car, you know, needed inspection for. You can believe it.
Oh, that's what the inspection process
though,
is about. Find a bunch of nonsense.
The inspector, you know, when it does get inspected, they, you know, the car is in great shape. That's fine, but, you know. It's not pretty.
So Sam wrote in from the Obscure Truth Network in regards to the issue, and I liked what he had to say. He says, Mark, I love the show tonight, and I think there's something very fundamental that's not coming across. I understand and agree with your point about the average person not understanding the no driver's license issue. Now, that's my job to find a way to effectively present the story. In the process of standing up and asking questions through my activism, I've come to view the government as less and less legitimate, where they are currently fast approaching zero. Save for a few random acts of kindness, be it to the detriment of others. When I joined the keen activists in returning the state's license to the state, peel their sticker off my car, and put private plates on, it has nothing to do with fighting the government. I've come to see government as power-hungry slave masters, willing to harm others to be right about their ideas, although most bureaucrats see no connection between them and the force backing up their commands. I not only see these people as illegitimate, but immoral as well. Tell me, why should I violate my own principles by voluntarily paying a violent gang to enact tyranny and oppression upon me? It's equally wrong in my mind to pay a vicious gang so they may continue threatening others as it would be for me to go out, pick a random person, and harm them. I don't want any part of their violence. And if I fund it, or I find it rather morally objectionable, and it's hard for me to even acknowledge their legitimacy by attending their hearings, I choose to use it as a method for educating others. I'm talking about when he goes into the courtrooms and asks a bunch of questions, which from what I understand, he was back in court today. And I tell myself that it does make a difference. The first night back...
I think it does, too. I think that his little movies there...
Oh, there are people that are really excited about seeing his upcoming
absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely. I concur with that.
The first night back at Porkfest 3, three of the listeners started telling me how much my activism in court means to them. They had me in tears telling me how much they respect me for having the courage to stand up and say, who the hell are you again? I know by reaching them, I can create a message that will reach out to others as well. And this is all about me, my morals, and my principles. The Blue Light Gang is the violent gang that wants to continue their violence and oppression. Yes, including the nicer commands, they call them laws that seem on the surface anyway, to do some good. It goes against every fiber of my being to willingly support the gang known as government. Anyway, I go back into court today on ticket number 1. It's going to be very interesting when I bring my camera after the judge denied my motion for the camera. And it's going to get even better when I tell him my principles won't allow me to voluntarily participate in a process that I believe to be illegitimate. I send in the case law from the state constitution saying government's purview is the protection of our rights. He then denied taking judicial notice of that case law, citing that the reason government was established, that is to protect individual rights and liberty.
Right. Not an issue.
The reason is not relevant when government is operating in its official capacity.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So the judge won't even take judicial notice of his own constitution. Anyway, Sam says, of course, the other judge didn't even bother responding, so it's going to be an interesting day. And I did hear from him today. I don't know if he'll call in with an update, but I guess they sent him like 4 notices, and he got the wrong time, so he showed up at the wrong time, and so I guess that means it's going to be postponed. I don't know what all the details are, but we will, of course, keep you informed with Sam's adventures in legal land. But I'm, you know, I'm to the point where Sam is. I don't even want to pay property taxes anymore, and the only reason I'm doing it is because Julia is so frightened that I have to.
Well, that's what their gig is.
Right.
The government scares people into doing what they want them to do.
Right.
And they've successfully scared people into doing it. And, you know, same here. I'm scared.
So I have asked a bunch of questions of the keen bureaucrats, similar questions to what you were planning on asking in your lawsuit, which some listeners were asking for an update. So maybe you could give us an update on that here in a moment.
the wheels of justice turn slowly.
800
your update. 1-800-259-9231
is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 8, 2008. Gold is at $9.1930. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.4585, $4.6585 for half ounce, $2.3293 for quarter ounce. That's $9.4585, $4.6585, and $2.3293.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go click and download. Get them for free. Enjoy them on us. Free Talk Live. freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We can continue here. I will give you the update. Mark, you're going to give us an update on your trial. And I'll also update you on my situation with the bureaucrats here in Keene, as I said I would do. I posted the letters over at freekeene.com this morning, so you can see all that in its entirety. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls and talk to Rich in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Rich. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a prime example of government schizophrenia for you.
All right.
Here's a question. Can you go down to the corner store and buy a stick of dynamite?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, maybe the corner store doesn't think it's going to be able to sell very much dynamite.
Well, I suspect there's probably a law.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's against federal law to buy a stick of dynamite unless you are government certified to handle dynamite.
Interesting.
Sounds
okay.
Right.
Here's another question. How big is the gas tank in your car?
I don't know, 13 gallons?
Okay, so every time you get in your car and drive down the road, you're tootling through town sitting on three sticks of dynamite.
What is it? Is a gallon or a few gallons of gas
equivalent? Roughly 5 gallons of gas has the equivalent explosive power of a stick of dynamite.
Okay.
And to boot, gasoline is much more unstable, much easier to ignite, and it can be used for much more damaging purposes than dynamite can.
Interesting.
But any moron can go down to the corner store and fill up a container with gasoline.
That is very much true. But I guess the Wile E. Coyote wasn't really using gasoline when he was trying to blow up the Roadrunner. So maybe they're just concerned maybe they think that people never really think that about gasoline, but they do think they can blow things up with dynamite. I don't know.
You can believe that the person who really wants to blow things up will figure out how to blow things up.
Oh, that's true.
You know, if they have to use fertilizer. And, you know, I mean,
the government doesn't make laws like these. They didn't outlaw dynamite to keep people safe.
Oh, what, was it protectionism?
Dynamite, so you had to buy permission to own dynamite.
Were they protecting somebody, or were they just looking for money?
No, it's protectionism for the big mining industry. They basically have a monopoly on explosives.
Gotcha.
They didn't want anybody to be able to go out and buy blasting materials, so not just anybody can, for example, mine for precious metals or
even
tunnel through a hill without being part of their little gang of union people.
Well, I can tell you that, now that I have a piece of property, kind of like a little forest / farm thing here in New Hampshire, that it might be beneficial to have some dynamite now and then in order to reshape the land, to do some excavation, that kind of thing. It would, you know, you need these kind of things when you have your own piece of land.
Well, pony up, sucker.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can't possibly be consistent. All of their laws are completely arbitrary in the way that they're created and enforced. So I'm sure there's no shortage of examples like this or comparisons that you can make, Rich.
Oh, there's all kinds of. Can you go out and buy napalm?
No, you can't. But you can make your own, right? I mean, if you get the right chemicals.
Actually, it's not that hard.
That's
go down, buy a couple of gallons of diesel fuel, run over to the supermarket, get a bunch of little bars of that 99.44% ivory soap, dissolve the right amount of the soap in the diesel oil, and you pretty much have napalm.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Sweet. Bomb-making tips tonight on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Rich. We appreciate it. 800-
What does the average person need napalm for?
I don't know. If you want something to keep burning, I guess.
Come to think of it, you can buy propane tanks, which are they have some explosive potential behind them, too. So one can argue that the laws definitely aren't there as far as explosives go. The laws aren't there to protect you.
Right. Yep. They're protecting somebody, though. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dino in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dino. Dino in
hey
Oregon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, just listening to your show. I've listened to it a couple times. I also listen to Alex Jones on a regular basis. I consider Alex Jones more like a morning class that I've been going to for the last 6 or 7 years, and every day I learn something new, and every day some other new, very famous or very influential person has an interview there. So I love listening to Alex Jones.
That's nice. What are we calling about tonight?
Do you want to buy out a commercial for Alex Jones' show?
No, I call into a lot of the shows, and one show I called into, the next day they were gone off the air because I had to set them straight about some of the stuff they were talking about.
You think so they just folded up shop because you called in, huh?
It's weird. You know, I joined the Army the day I turned 17. I'm just like you guys, kind of waking up to the whole New World Order scheme.
No, I don't think that's us. We don't really, I don't know, I want to speak for you guys, but
I don't really
give a damn about, you know, what the club calls themselves.
Good.
But
well,
I do understand that there are people in search of power, sir, and that's what concerns me.
The Federal Reserve is part of it, and they devalued the dollar such to a point that, you know, tomatoes are $3 and a gallon of gas is $4. And it's
that
not
much is
value.
True.
Well, and that's part of the New World Order, sir.
Okay.
You've got to
you can call it whatever you
things.
Want, man. I just
whatever
don't want people
want,
to think
man.
We're
no,
a crackpot
no, no,
conspiracy
no, no, no.
show.
Time is very critical, young man. You're not listening to me.
You know what? And I don't want to listen to you anymore.
No, no, no,
thanks
no, no.
For the call. 800, you know, we're going to shut down the show. I couldn't handle this call.
Yeah,
we're turning
it.
In.
I'm done.
It's over. Let's continue, actually, talk to David in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, David?
I want to talk about secession real quick.
All right. I do like that topic.
Listen, I think it's a really great idea. The only problem I have is what would happen if, I doubt there's going to be any problems with tanks and stuff like that evading New Hampshire.
Nah, no problems there.
I think the
that.
Big problem would be what if they were to do a full embargo where they wouldn't let things go across the border to New Hampshire, like food and oil and stuff like that.
Well, that would be really good for Quebec and, you know, the port industry in New Hampshire.
Yeah, would they surround the port, too? Would they prevent things from going in and out of the port? Or would it just
that's an act of war.
Well, right. I mean, that'd be the same as rolling in tanks.
That's an act of war to put ships out there and say that your merchant ships can't pass through these waters.
It's true that we could do trade with Canada and to a limited extent through shipping, but I think that if you did see some kind of an embargo put on New Hampshire by the United States, it would be very difficult on the economy. Because there are certain goods that the supply streams are just set up to get from.
I'm not saying they're not. The embargoes are bad for any country that gets them, but they're mostly bad for the people in those countries and far less bad for the politicians in those countries. And I think that it would give Americans a good idea. Because when Americans hear embargo, they're like, oh, that's a crappy little thing, you know, nothing thing to do to a country. You know, we embargo Iran, we embargo this country, Cuba, wherever it is. And they'll get to see how bad an embargo is for people.
David, I want to get your response here in a moment. Hang on. More with David in Miami. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you're not calling to just plug and plug and plug, we'll actually give you a chance to talk about what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, they include the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, try SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to your phone calls and bring back David in Miami. David, you had asked some questions in regards to the Free State Project, the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving activists here to New Hampshire to get active for freedom. And you sounded concerned about the possibility in that if New Hampshire secedes, what if the federal government was to surround the place, essentially, and prevent trade from crossing its borders. And I just wanted to make sure that you had the chance to get your thoughts out there. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I fully support secession from any state, and my biggest problem is I believe that before you should proceed secession, you should become 100% independent from the feds, because the minute you do, the first thing they're gonna do is shut off any energy resources you use from the feds and stuff like that.
Do the feds create energy resources? I don't believe that the feds are behind any power companies. I mean, around here it's Public Service of New Hampshire that provides the power. So I'm pretty sure the feds don't. I mean, I don't think they own.
Well, you do have a grid where power is distributed from across state lines. So especially with a smaller state.
That's true.
That's of concern.
But that power is paid for, right? I mean, that's a product. So, they could shut it down, but...
Yeah, or they could stop transmission across state lines if that's what they wanted to do.
I guess they could go as crazy as they want to go. They could put down as many troops as they wanted to and put ships out in the port, and, they could really go crazy with it. But, okay, We'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I guess. I don't expect it to happen.
I think you'd be less likely to see results like that, too, if you had, say, a few states break off, say, I don't know, just for argument's sake, Oregon and Alaska and New Hampshire.
There's others that are talking about it.
Right. So let's just say you had a few all decide to leave. I think it's less likely that you would have the federal government try to target them. If it was one state like New Hampshire, that, you know, that would catch the headlines, and you might see more energy focused on one state.
David?
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe the good thing would be to recruit, besides political people, to recruit more inventors and engineers, too, to the Free State Project. That'll definitely be to a benefit.
Well, we're looking to recruit anybody that loves liberty. I don't focus on politicos. I'd rather see more non-cooperatives coming up here and just dropping out of the system and living free. Certainly, the political guys are actually having some success, so politicos are welcome as well. And engineers, as long as you love freedom, come on up and join the Free State Project. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As long as you are willing to allow your neighbors to live life how they want, if they're not hurting anybody else, and not aggress against them to try to force your beliefs and your viewpoint on them, then you love liberty. Come on up. FreeStateProject.org, 800-259-9231. I'm sure you'll eventually hear something that'll just be so exciting to you that you won't be able to hold back anymore. In fact, Mark, you've got a series of emails we are going to get to here, get through these phone calls, about somebody who has some reservations, perhaps, about the Free State Project. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we continue with Key, who is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ladies first. Hello, Key.
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about, basically, I want to talk about my wonderful kids.
Okay. Everyone's kids are the most wonderful, aren't they, Key?
Well, you know what? Mine weren't the most wonderful, but I totally believe in personal responsibility, and I raised my kids with that in mind.
Okay.
A lot of times I don't think they understood why I wouldn't prevent them from skipping school. Mm. They can skip school, fine, but I'm not going to cover for you.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
My son almost got, you know, to drop out of high school, but you know what? The teacher couldn't understand why I would even do that.
Mm.
Why don't you cover for him? He's gonna fail. Well, that's his choice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But you know what? My daughter, she was almost 16. She got pregnant.
Uh-oh.
So we've had our struggles. My kids are now 20. My daughter's 20. My son's 23. My daughter has a beautiful 3-year-old daughter. She's hardworking. She raises the child along with the dad. They're not together. My son's 23, moved out on his own to New York from Michigan, far, far away. I'm just so proud of them.
So they turned out all right. So you had you allowed them to make their own choices for the most part, and it actually worked out for you.
Yeah, I had to get through the guilt of maybe I'm not being a good mom by not bailing them out, but I'm really proud that I did that this time, and I'm really proud that the adults they've become. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Hey, Key, I appreciate you calling in tonight, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. Julia was actually talking to me about kids today, and she said the only reason she would want them, because she doesn't really want kids, if she wanted kids, the only reason she would want them is to prove that she could do a better job at raising the kids than her mother did without, not raising them in sort of this authoritarian demeanor, kind of like what Key was talking about, where you treat your kids, even when they're very young, as though they are the adults they're going to be, essentially, instead of babying them and, treating them like a little baby for a long time, giving them that sense of responsibility that Key was talking about and letting them grow up in that way, not being so authoritarian and trying to be so controlling. I understand there are people out there that would say that's a bad way to raise kids, but, you know, I think there's some real unintended consequences of the authoritarian model of raising kids. And so I'd have to agree with
her on
that.
Well, there are situations where I think you do have to give direction at times.
Well, of course, your kids are going to be asking you for direction.
Not always. I think there are some instances. I mean, largely I was raised in a similar fashion. Like if I had decided, at least once I was in high school, if I had decided to skip, I might have gotten, scolded for it. But they just wouldn't have covered for me is likely how it would have gone. But I opted to go consistently. So I think it really depends on the kid. There are kids, I think, that maybe need direction. Not everybody's the same. Individuals vary. Well, and I think there are kids that if you let them start making certain decisions at too young an age, they're definitely going to make the wrong ones. And I think that it requires a certain maturity level be reached before you can hand over that kind of responsibility.
I to some extent, I agree with what Nick's saying here. And, you know, Ian, from a libertarian standpoint, do you think it's a libertarian way to raise your kid that you say, look, I'm locking the door at midnight. You can be on one side of it or the other.
Sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely, fair. Absolutely libertarian, right?
It's your house.
But don't you think that the Child Protective Services will be out there? You do that a few times, the Child Protective Services is going to be out there giving you a problem?
That would require, I guess, your kid to call and snitch to
It doesn't
to
necessarily
them.
Require that. What if the next day they go to school and in the same clothes and looking quite disheveled, but the teacher says, what happened?
Don't send your kid to government school.
I understand. what if they did it to a private school?
Well, I don't know, man.
Okay, I'm asking you some questions here, and the fact is, if one can't raise their kid in an entirely libertarian fashion in this world, so one has to kind of, you know, shuck and jive in order to provide direction, as Nick's saying here.
Well, locking the door at midnight, depending on how old your kid is, I mean, maybe they'll just opt to stay somewhere else. I mean, if I heard that, I might just go, well, okay, I'm not coming home tonight, or I am, you know, it depends. I think it really depends on the individual child and how old they are. I think there's a big difference between dealing with a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Sure. And it also depends on how they were raised up until that point. I mean, if you were raised in a kind of very permissive, responsible household, then, I mean, what are the reasons the kid are going to have to act out in a way that would cause that conflict in the first place? I mean, I suppose anything can happen.
A kid's going to be late coming home. You can be certain of that. And it's going to be a real issue for some parents.
Yeah, I understand. Well, for those parents, that wouldn't be the way I would do things, Mark. I would be far more permissive.
Nobody cares what you would do.
Yeah,
you don't have kids and never will.
That might not be the case, Mark. Who knows?
So
maybe Julia will
them.
Get bored someday. 800-259-9231.
With you?
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Just head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You send in $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal, or an alternative option. And we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, as well as bringing new internet listeners on board and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks to sweeten the pot, like access to the AMP-only toll-free call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Jeff in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff. Jeff, Texas. Going once. Jeff in Texas.
Not to change the subject or anything, but...
That's okay, Jeff. It's Free Talk Live. Go right ahead.
Well, I was watching CNBC this weekend, 4th of July weekend. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, I something that caught my eye was a show of a special about American Airlines, but what caught my eye was a section in the story that they did concerning air cargo, and I found it that, you know, this is a nationwide red alert here to all your listeners that do any flying. Basically, what they said was there is a shippers program, and I think they said there's over 1 million shippers in this shippers program that concern all the airlines that they're stationed all over the world, and they said only about a third of these shippers have been, I guess, checked out or whatever, and the other two-thirds haven't been checked out. But even more disturbing is that the cargo on the airlines is not inspected.
Now,
there's supposed to be some kind of, you know, some of the other guys are saying that, you know, there's a security paradigm in place and that, you know, that there's nothing to worry about. But there's a lot of pilots that are extremely concerned that they're putting this cargo on the airplane without being inspected, which
What are you concerned that they might be traveling?
I'm concerned that a terrorist or someone could place an explosive device in the cargo without it being inspected, and because these shippers have not been, you know, examined.
What, blow a FedEx plane out of the air? Is that what you're
talking about? Well, I mean, American Airlines or United or any one of them. I mean,
so you're talking about internal flights? You're not talking about international flights?
About international flights all over the
international
world that are actually flying into the United States.
Yeah.
And these...
Well, what are you going to advocate here? I mean, are you going to advocate they bust open every single package that comes into the United States? I mean,
I'm saying that the cargo that is placed on the plane needs to be x-rayed, or there needs to be more security measures.
I didn't know you were a police state fascist,
Jeff. This
well,
is kind of shocking.
No, I'm not a fascist. I'm just saying that this is, this is concerning the whole entire world.
It's only concerning the people on the airplane.
Yeah, why? I mean, they haven't blown any FedEx planes out of the sky yet. What are they waiting for? I mean, if there's this easy access to an airplane cargo hold, and you're so worried about it.
I think it minimizes the situation when you say that there's no chance that anyone would ever put a bomb on an airplane.
I didn't say there was no chance.
Well,
I'm just saying they haven't done it. That's all.
Then address the issue. The issue is that somebody might put a bomb on a plane, and I say, those are the chances you take when flying on a plane.
Right. Well, if FedEx is concerned, they can start scanning their packages.
When you think about the, compare the, I can't remember which one is, the Lockerbie, Scotland flight that got taken out of the air that they think may have been a Laws rocket or whatever it was.
Surface air missile.
Well, it may have been. And how did it change the world? It largely didn't. 9/11 changed the world. It involved airplanes, but you can't hijack an airplane with a box or a suitcase. So,
my point is this also, because you can't really, we can't do the inspections for, say, Turkey or another country, because there, if they load some cargo in Turkey and then it flies into the United States, I mean, we certainly can't do their inspections. So it's kind of like, there's no really security measures that can be put in place for this.
I don't really see what the concern is. I think they should stop doing all inspections. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-9231. And, if FedEx wants to inspect their products, then that's fine.
I can understand the concern. I mean, I think the airlines, obviously there are people who are concerned about it, and particularly with I don't know if they piggyback cargo on passenger aircraft. I just don't know exactly how it works. But if they were to do that, I'm sure that, customers would want to know that there was some kind of inspection mechanism on the cargo. But to be honest, I think that it's mostly hysteria to worry about a terrorist attack involving airplanes. Number one, terrorists already did that. The security is high enough that it's not worth it for them to attack that way again. And number two, you're way more likely to die from something besides terrorism than you are from terrorism.
Let's not forget the anthrax that was going around at that time. Should we be scanning all the mail? I mean, remember,
how far do you want to go?
Every American is, subject to, an envelope full of anthrax being sent to them.
Well, I mean, you should worry more about automotive safety on the roadways. Stop smoking and worry about, drive safely on the roadways, because way more Americans died, even in 2001, from motor vehicle accidents than from terrorism. Yeah. And that will always be the case. I mean, terrorism is not likely to hurt or kill you or anyone you care about. It's a very, very small risk. It's like worrying about shark attack and lightning strike.
Yeah, lightning
basically.
Is probably more likely than terrorism.
So I think that we spend an inordinate amount of time worrying about terrorism, and it's all just scare tactics that the government foisted on us. They're much more pressing threats to your health and your life than terrorism, and the government is more of a threat than terrorism.
And leave the security concerns in the hands of those who are handling those packages. If they feel like they need to implement security measures to protect their employees or to protect their customers, then that's what they'll do. I mean, we saw in the situation, this is one of my favorite examples of the marketplace responding to a dangerous situation, the snipers, the D.C. Beltway snipers from a few years back. You remember the two guys who were going around shooting people at gas stations? Well, one of my favorite examples of a market response was the gas station owner that put these, opaque flaps on the hanging over the sides of the fueling area. So essentially, you would drive through them.
Nobody would see where you were standing when you were pumping gas.
If you were on the outside, you could not make out even silhouettes of people that were behind these things. So unless they were just random firing at those pumps, they wouldn't be able to hit anybody.
Well, random firing would be foolish from their standpoint.
Sure,
that's not how they were operating.
Exactly.
They were snipers.
They were targeting people. So that effectively protected their customers. And they didn't need to go to mommy government and beg for money or beg for approval or anything like that. They just went, they innovated, and they put up the protections. So if there's a problem with bombs going off on FedEx planes and other shippers, then those companies will spend whatever resources are necessary in order to deal with it, because fact is, they know their customers are going to be pissed if they find out that, we lost our plane last night and it had your package on it. Oh, well, they can pay the insurance on that, but some things that they're shipping are not replaceable. So customers would inevitably be pissed. They'd lose business. They've got all the incentives they need to implement a system if they feel it's necessary. To suggest that the government needs to be out there telling these companies what to do is completely...
Well, when you said they shouldn't be inspecting boxes, I can understand that you don't think the government should be inspecting boxes and packages.
Yes.
But it sounded like it could be very well the shippers, whomever they are. And I think you need to be precise in your speech.
At this point, I don't think anybody should inspect packages. I don't think there's a reason
for it. I think likely you're right, Ian, that the cost-benefit analysis of the potential risk of loss due to a terrorist attack versus... The cost of implementing, scanning every package.
Cost-benefit analysis doesn't move me when I'm the guy getting blown up in the airplane.
Where are all the explosions?
Hey, some people are not traveling right now because they believe that airplanes are going to be blown out of the sky any minute by a bunch of people around for a long time.
Well,
of course they have. Don't you think that there's an airline out there that would want them to fly on their airline that says, specially inspected cargo? We have dogs that go bomb sniffing dogs.
Where are those airlines? They don't, they don't exist.
Apparently,
there's not enough demand.
At some point, the people will be, they'll be clamoring for those people.
Okay, that's fine. And when it gets to that point, those companies will implement those measures. At this point, there is no reason for it.
That's your opinion.
That's right. And it's apparently the opinion of those companies, too, because from what I understand, the only inspecting that goes on is when the feds come in with their drug dogs to the UPS and FedEx packing plants, or the not packing plants, but the shipping plants.
Yeah, and a lot of drugs actually move through FedEx and UPS, so
sure.
I think the government's incentive in what they would likely set up is a regulatory scheme like the TSA would search the packages or scan them. And likely what it would really be doing is scanning for drugs and anything else they want to bust people for that probably won't relate to terrorism, which is in large part what they do with other, war on terror powers that they have now. There aren't that many terrorists.
They're using the bus drugs.
Right. There aren't that many terrorists crawling around on a daily basis trying to kill us. They're out there, but largely what these expanded police state powers are used for is, waging a war on the American people, whether it's for guns or drugs or whatever. Whatever they're going after that day.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Free State Project has a detractor. We'll share some of his emails here in a few moments. Also, an update, Mark, on your case, your lawsuit that you filed against one of the towns here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a